brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 28th day of October 2005. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. We're going to be taking your calls. I'm going to control myself. We're going to do it in the next segment. Any issue, any news item, any news story you want to talk about, you got a question, you got a comment, you disagree with me. Any issue, it is open line Friday. Regular callers, first-time callers, folks that call once a year, anybody who wants to get on board, we want to hear what you have to say and what direction you're going to take us in. Toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. A lot of news to cover today as well, and I'm sure that you've already heard. Now, ABC News is reporting that sometime today, while they have this concrete from a source inside, Scooter Libby, Dick Cheney's chief of staff, will be indicted. So we'll get into this report as soon as we get back from this quick break. Prosecutor's office to seek charges against Cheney aide. And for now, good old Karl Rove, George Bush's deputy chief of staff. He really is his chief of staff. But, you know, the power behind the throne never likes that to be known. Is escaping indictment. But it was pointed out on Monday that Fitzgerald was expanding his office space in Chicago and getting D.C. office space. So, this investigation is going to be ongoing, and now what it looks like to me is the globalists, for some reason, want leverage on Bush, as if they don't already have enough of it, and this is just going to be an ongoing theater in the next couple of years, just like Iran-Contra, so our prediction is beginning to come true. Unfortunately, I'd love to see George Bush impeached. I'd love to see Bill Clinton impeached. I'd love to see both of them in prison together. Instead of putting your children in prison when they use the drugs that Bill Clinton and George Bush ship in. I'd like to see these kingpins in jail, but don't hold your breath. What do you think is going to happen? Bird flu is hitting fever pitch. Obviously, cases of it in birds popping up, birds that have been shipped into England, Germany, Russia, and just the news is constantly quacking, pun intended, squealing, really. Not quacking, that it just, we're all dead, give up all your rights, only martial law will save us. I did indeed confirm that Cheney's former top aide got up on C-SPAN yesterday, I'm still trying to get the clip, and said our government may bring in martial law to control the population. So, I mean, there's Ron Paul and senior members of the State Department and others saying this. I mean, this is getting scarier and scarier. We are in very precarious times right now. Anything could happen. Flashpoint, critical mass, crossroads, zenith, jump point, whatever buzzword you want to use, we are in very treacherous waters right now, and I want to get your take on it. What do you think is going to happen in the next month, the next week, the next year? The next 10 years, how do we defeat this new world order? People are waking up more than ever, but the agenda still moves on because the globalists control the infrastructure. How do we defeat the cashless society control grid tracking system? How do we do it? 1-800. I want to hear solutions today. 1-800-259-9231. Great event last night. I want to thank all those that came out for the Alamo Theater. It was overflow. Great seeing you. We'll be right back.
Hey, Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Net busting hate bill ready. Senator Edward Kennedy will attach his hate crimes bill, S-1145. Onto the Sex Offenders Registration Act. So see, now if you're against thought crime laws in America, why, you must be with the child molesters or the perverts. And of course, the bill has nothing to do with that. They just attach it onto it. They attach it like they attached it onto two other things this year it had nothing to do with. And so we're going to be having Pastor Ted Pike up for about 20, 30 minutes later in the broadcast to give us an update on this. The bill passed the Senate 65-33 in 2002, but was stripped in conference. The Judiciary Committee defeated the bill last Thursday. But we have been reporting that they just continually pop it into other bills or pork barrel it onto other bills. So we'll track that as it develops. There is a new nominee expected to be announced by this afternoon, or they're saying maybe on Monday, with the pullout of Ms. Myers yesterday, and people are really focused on this, but frankly, it doesn't matter. Whoever they put in is going to be bad. You can be absolutely assured of that. Seven of the current nine that have been in the court were appointed by Republicans. And on record, They vote with the Democrats, and the Democrats vote with them for police state, for loss of private property, for gun control. And it has now emerged, CBS News, they're quite proud of him that Chief Justice Roberts is anti-Second Amendment. So they're stacking the court to set up a case in the future to rule there is no Second Amendment, and the news will tell us you thought it was a right, but now it isn't. Just like you thought private property was a right, but now it isn't. Not if some private interest wants it. I mean, it's mind-boggling. So new court nominee expected within days. President Bush eager to put a brushing brawl within his own party behind him is expected to announce his new pick for the Supreme Court within days. And yes, ABC News is reporting that Scooter Libby will be indicted today, that he will be publicly delivered the indictment today. But let me just pull out the actual ABC News headline. But the media has been wrong about this before. The Financial Times of London said that they would be indicted yesterday, and there would be multiple individuals, and that did not happen. So just because ABC News has this headline, I don't know if that's really going to happen. Headline, ABC News has learned Scooter Libby, Cheney's chief of staff, will be indicted today. Then they just say sources very close to the grand jury have confirmed for ABC News that Scooter Libby will be indicted today. So we'll take your calls and see what you think about that in a few minutes. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but it's important. I've been turning down a lot of radio interviews lately, only because I'm trying to make a new film, and it gets exhausting. And 3 or 4 years ago, I loved doing radio interviews, but you start doing 2 or 3, 4 a day for months on end at all hours of the early morning and at night, you just can't do it anymore. That said, I occasionally, even though I'm kind of semi-burnout at times, I mean, you can't focus on this all the time, I do try to call into radio talk shows. Like, I don't know why I just told the story of not turning down interviews, because I want to spend time with my family and friends. You know, I have a few hours a day off. Maybe an hour more asleep, you know, things like that. It's 6 a.m., you went to bed at 2 a.m., time to go do some radio interview in New York City. You know, at a certain point, you're like, that's crazy. I'm gonna sleep till 8:30. I'm not going to get up at 6 if I work till 2 o'clock in the morning. That said, I still, you know, I'm driving around in my car. I occasionally try to call into talk shows, and I've called into national talk shows, and they will grill you. What do you want to talk about? What's the point you want to make? And if it's a cogent point that isn't left-wing or right-wing, they will not let you on some of these national talk shows. They're screening the calls. Now, in all fairness, they didn't really screen my call when I called in one time on the Mike Gallagher show here locally. But every time I try to call in to KLBJ AM here locally in Austin, this isn't syndicated, this is local, it is the greatest grilling I have ever experienced. It's like a pre-interview or something. Sometimes when some national TV outfit's going to come interview me, you know, they'll ask questions on the phone, just trying to gauge and get an idea of what they can expect, or if I'm well-versed on the subject, or if they want to talk to me. And that happens occasionally for big radio interviews. And frankly, I just tell them, I don't have time. If you want to have me on, you can have me on. I've only done this about, I don't know how many thousands of times, thousands and thousands of times since 9/11 alone, and probably 500 times before that. But the point is, I mean, I quit counting the interviews in the thousands. But to make a long story short, this sounds petty, and compared to all the other news, it's not that important. But it goes towards free speech. I've done tests you know, I've been what you call dishonest, you know, in this state of war just to test and see if my hypothesis was correct. I can call back and act stupid and get right on the air, literally. And it's happened with national talk shows. I can call in, get in, and you can tell they're screening, you know, 9 out of 10 calls don't make it through. And if you're cogent and focused and have a point, they won't let you on if you disagree with the government. But if you act totally mindless and say you don't like George Bush, I don't like George Bush, he's dumb, and I don't like the conservatives. Literally, I've talked like that. I've sat there while my wife's laughing next to me, you know, doing that, and boom, get right on the air. And then suddenly I'm not stupid, and they'll cycle you off real quick. I mean, you actually, in this propaganda-driven world, you have to be dishonest to even get on these shows to have a little bit of free speech. You know, the free press is great, especially if you own one. I forget who said that, but it's a classic line. I mean, really, it's great to own my own press, to have InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and to have my own radio show, and then to not screen your calls and give you a chance to call in, say what your first name is, and where you're calling from. I guess, you know, the closest we get to screening calls is if you disagree, you go to the head of the line. And occasionally, we've got a guest on in limited time, I'll say, hey, we're talking about bird flu. We're talking about the Federal Reserve right now. I mean, I might do that once or twice a month when it's kind of rude. You know, we got a guest on, and then every caller wants to talk about something else. But we're going to go to Kenneth and Michael and Dave and Bart and Tim and others. We're going to take calls for the entire 3 hours today, interspersed with all this important news. But what am I getting up to? I like Imus. That's who owns KLBJ now. The Johnsons don't own it anymore. And local KLBJ FM has me on whenever I want to come on, or they call me and have me on, and I really appreciate it. They have like the number one radio show in the morning. But the FM, and I've even been in the FM studio when George Norrie was in town. You know, he came to Austin. And, you know, I was there in studio with George Norrie, really honored. But the call screener during the day on the Jeff Ward show, Jeff Ward keeps going, I don't know why oil prices are so high. I don't know why I'm paying so much at the pump. And it's caller after caller going, the oil companies aren't making big profits. The oil companies are allowed to make big profits. The oil companies don't set the price of oil. There's not a scam going on. They're not ripping us off. That's just liberal lies. Liberal lies? What does that even mean? Just everything's liberal. If you turn your guns in, or you're liberal. You know, be for Bush and open borders, or you're liberal. It's just some mindless little diadem they pin on you. And so I call in, and I say, well, the L.A. Times reported about a month ago that the three major oil companies, Texaco, ExxonMobil, Shell, all got together in 96 and said we're going to artificially buy up a whole bunch of refineries and shut them down and reduce the output of our refineries all across the United States, the refineries we own, to artificially jack up prices. Because you'll have a huge increase in crude oil at the pump, at the wellhead price, but it doesn't translate over to what happens at the pump. It'll be many, many times, you know, higher than what the increase was in the oil, with a healthy profit in there for them. And OPEC is the cartel. OPEC is a cartel. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, but we have red-handed evidence of how they're scamming us at the refinery level, and then this talk show host is on there going, I want the answer, I want the answer, I just don't trust them. And he's saying something I agree with. You know, something stinks here. And these idiots are all on there saying, no, the government's good and the oil companies are good. And I call in, stuck in traffic, and the guy just goes, thank you for your point of view, but that's not what we're looking for. It's not what you're looking for? Calling in with the answer to the question, it's not what you're looking for? And folks, I probably try to call in there 3 or 4 times a year. They never let me on. And I'm sick of it. But I know that many other stations do that to you as well. I mean, I know that's part of this industry now. And I think it's shameful.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
But I wasn't going to talk about censorship in talk radio. I wasn't going to do it. You know, that's one thing I always liked about Art Bell, is that he just randomly took phone calls from people that called in. I know George Norrie does that to a certain extent. I mean, I understand making sure somebody can complete sentences and, you know, that their phone sounds half decent. I mean, we've actually told people, sorry, you can't come on air every once in a while when the phone literally sounds like this. Wah! And you can barely hear him in the background. Hey, is that all right? Can I come on? Wah! No, your phone's too bad. You can't come on. And occasionally I'll go, okay, we'll put you on. I put them on. You've heard the calls. Wah! I like to let them talk for 5 seconds just so you know where I'm. But to never be able to get through on that show. And there's the host in complete ignorance. I don't know why it's so much. Something sticks to high heaven. An idiot caller after idiot caller. No, the old companies, they ain't ripping us off. They's good. When their own admitted public documents are out. But it hasn't gotten the attention it deserves. Remember when that broke about 3 weeks ago? I went on George Norrie's show with Paul Watson. And we were able to talk about it there, but not here locally in Austin, boy. Nobody, there is a news blackout on that information. But here's the New York Times today. Big rise in profit puts oil giants on defensives. I'm inventing words. Defensives. Big rise in profits puts oil giants on defensive. A sudden interruption in oil supplies sent prices and profits skyrocketing, prompting Exxon's chief executive to call a news conference right after his company announced that it had chalked up record earnings. I am not embarrassed, he said. This is no windfall. Well, there's nothing wrong with making money. But if you do it as part of a cartel or a monopoly or an oligopoly, it is. And the fact that millions of Northerners and Westerners are going to pay roughly double for their coal oil and their natural gas that heats their homes is an abomination. It's an abomination that they've shut down many of the clean-burning coal mines. It's an abomination that the oil companies have bought up key coal oil-producing facilities and restricted that and created an artificial scarcity and a loggerhead. It's a travesty that they have been monopolizing and buying up most of the pipelines and the refineries, as well as the wells themselves with natural gas and creating artificial scarcity. When we got so much natural gas, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, from Texas to Oklahoma to Illinois to Indiana, just right in the middle of the country, is just pure gas from the coast right up into Canada. I mean, just there is enough to basically run the country forever. I mean, it's just ridiculous amounts of it. But no, they've artificially run a scam. And we have their own admissions they're doing it. And you read this New York Times article, it never gives you any facts. It just, well, this person says they are running a scam, and that person says they aren't, and this person says profits are too big, and it's bad to have profits. So the New York Times kind of has this socialistic model when you're just acting like it's bad to make money. Never a discussion of how it's a cartel or how it's a scam. I am not embarrassed, he said. This is no windfall. But that was a press conference in 1974 in January, a few months after Arab oil producers cut back on supplies. Folks, that was totally staged, that's admitted, and imposed their short-lived embargo on exports to the United States. That was totally set up by the oil companies. Oil executives, including J.K. Jameson, Exxon's chief executive at the time, were put on the defensive, forced to justify their soaring profits while the nation was facing its first ever energy crisis. Yeah, folks, it's a scam. And we know it's a scam. We can prove that that was a scam. The barges just lay there sitting off our coast. Our government wouldn't let them in. The refineries just shut down. It was all through the entire food chain, the industrial chain, right to your car, right to the gas pump, they did this. And imagine hearing nothing but babble and tripe on a radio show, and you call in and they just go, sorry, we don't want people to know that. Sorry, we're not looking for that view. See, I'm not looking for that view. Thank you. I'm the call screener. I'm God. I'm not. We're not looking for that right now. Thank you. Thank you. But don't you want them to know? Did you hear about the oil companies running the scam? It was in the LA Times and Washington Post. Seriously. You know what? Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Bye-bye now. All right, well, we're going to come back, and we're going to take your calls. You're not going to be censored.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back aches, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. The Sacro Wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply lie on your back with the Sacro Wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the Sacro Wedgie regularly and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your Sacro Wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and ask about the next support for perfect spinal alignment too. Yeah, getting old is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your Sacro Wedgie today and specify whether it's for a man or a woman. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and give yourself a wedgie.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get silver Liberty dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the silver Liberty dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org. Or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
Go ahead and start taking your calls. Let's talk to Kenneth in Louisiana. Kenneth, welcome.
Hello, Alex. I just want to say you have a good product. You put a lot of good information out, and you think outside the bun. And I'm with S. Taco Bell. You think outside the box. But, you know, the New World Order is a monster, and it's run by snakes. And snakes come out their holes, and they go back in their holes. Now, the monster that's in them is only the monster that's in the common people. When the common people sin and fornicate and have idolatry and worship the flag or something like that, it only gives comfort to the outside monster, which is the New World Order or whatever, or vitamins for their system. So when the common people, you know, repent and reduce their sins, then the governmental New World Order will shrink also. So it's, you know what I'm saying? Get what I'm talking about?
Oh, no, they know that. And when you're decadent and don't care about anybody but yourself, and none of us are perfect, folks. I'm not up here on some high horse. But when you just don't even care and you don't even spend time, you know, being involved in your community and you're just out mindlessly partying 24/7, you become an enslaved society. That's happened with the decline of Rome. It happened with the decline of Babylon, of Egypt, of Greece. People get prosperous. They get decadent. They do become sinful. and societies fall apart. And you're right. That's why they try to corrupt us. That's why they tell us torture's good on the news, and torture's good in the sitcoms, and torture's good in the dramas like 24 and Threat Matrix and CSI. They're warping us. They're giving us their psychopathic taste. Can you imagine somebody 50 years ago being teleported to 2005 and turning on television? Every channel is sex. Every channel is killing and murder and rape and torture. And just last night, I ducked in while my film was showing, because, you know, I've seen my film, my new film, about 50 times, Order of Death. And it's a great video, but I can't watch it that many times. So I ducked into Doom, which is a movie about the violent video game where you're down in some underground bunker labyrinth, you know, killing humans that are mutating into these demon creatures. So I stepped in there for 5 minutes, and it was just continual slaughter, continual death. And the point is that most people never experience slaughter or death, they haven't even shot a wild hog and then gutted it and hung it up. I mean, you know, they have no connection to anything. I've never been in combat killing people, thank God. But at least I have a little more connection to it. You know, hunting deer and having to gut them and being in a few fist fights. I mean, at least there's some connection to real, you know, violence, some experience of it. But what we have is this, imagine for military people that have really actually been in real close quarters combat. But, and thanks for the call, Kenneth. I mean, I'm already kind of ranting here. But the point I'm trying to get at is that we're being desensitized. I mean, people 50, 60 years ago would be offended by violence, not because they were wimps and couldn't handle it. I mean, I know a lot of real vets that are quiet people who've been in Vietnam, Korea. I know old World War II vets, most of them have died, family, people, you know, like that. They were very offended by violent movies, very offended by images of people being shot and guts being blown all over the wall, because they've actually seen that. They, you know, the smell of it comes back to them, the smell of blood, the smell of fear, the smell of their buddy dying in their arms. And so there's a cheapening of it. There's a cheapening of the violence. There's a cheapening of sex. It's like a comedian said, and I'm not trying to get racy here, but a comedian I know said that, you know, going to a topless bar, he's not looking at the women that are topless, because it's all just right out in the open in your face. He's looking at the waitress and trying to, you know, get a view on her, because she's the one that's covered up. And obviously I'm not saying women should wear burkas over their heads. It's just that there's a cheapening of the woman. And they say, oh, you're trying to control women. You're trying to keep women from having a good time. You're trying to, you're trying to stifle their sexuality. No, I'm not. You know, women can do what they want, but I'm not going to lie. It isn't painful on the eyes when women are skimpily dressed, but still, it cheapens womanhood. And, you know, when men are stomping around, frankly, it's offensive. And it is hard on the eyes to be at the swimming pool and some man is in a thong. You know, I'm there with my family. I don't want to look at that. I don't know. It's just that we're turning into animals, folks. That's the point I'm trying to make. And, you know, to go to a neighborhood swimming pool and there's full-grown men walking around basically, you know, in skimpy underwear. I mean, what's wrong with this country? But again, it's all been cheapened. Our sensitivity has been seared. And here's the separation. I mean, you don't really get your conscience seared by actually engaging in combat from those I've talked to, or from actually, engaging in street fighting. You actually get more attuned, more sensitive to it, more aware of how real it is. But the complete opposite was, for 10 minutes I sat there with my mouth hanging open, because it was just, it went on and on and on and on and on and on. Machine gun that monster, kill this monster, kill this pus monster, kill that maggot monster, kill this, on and on and on and on. And it's just mindless. It's just totally mindless. And then Hollywood says, well, That's what the people want. That's what the people demand. And it, really, I saw a Frontline special a few years ago that I thought was excellent and explained that that's not really true. Hollywood creates false markets. They create false desire. That's what they're experts in. That to differentiate one of their products, they will actually create a whole new subculture to create that market. And that it's a feedback loop, that the kids out there really don't want to have 14 piercings in their face. That the kids out there really don't want tats all over their body. That the kids really don't like Marilyn Manson, who has almost no musical talent. But that Sumner Redstone literally put tens of millions of dollars into Marilyn Manson because that was a message they wanted to put out. And that was a new genre they wanted to push and popularize. I mean, back in the old days, Marilyn Manson, folks, I have been at a rock concert when nobody knew who Marilyn Manson was about 10 years ago. Last rock concert I ever went to, my cousin said, "Hey, I got some tickets to go see this rock concert." I was like, "Sure." And I'm like, "What's Marilyn Manson?" He goes, "Oh, some nerd band. You know, that was the, they were playing like number four on the card. They were, you know, just warming up for somebody." And I walk in there, and there's all these rock and roll people, and Marilyn Manson is up on stage with these cuts all over his body. I mean, he really is evil, folks. And I don't mean the guy with the makeup dancing around on stage, you know, that you see today. I mean the Marilyn Manson of then. And he's up on stage, and he's singing about killing children. And they've got little toddlers' shirts stapled up on the amplifiers, and people are booing, they're throwing things, people are leaving, and we left. We left. Before you get mad at me for being at some evil rock concert, you gotta remember I'm 31 now. I was like 21 then. I was just then getting involved, waking up, doing. I just started my TV show. But, you know, we left. I was like, "Man, this is horrible. Yeah, let's go. Man, let's get out of here." And we left. I mean, it was because he started vomiting on stage. He was actually having convulsions. He was like, he weighed about no more than 90 pounds. His stomach was convulsing in and out. I mean, it was not an act. The guy was completely demon-possessed. And we were there about 10 minutes. It just got worse and worse, and other people were leaving. No one... To make a long story short, which you know I can't do, no one wanted that. No one wanted to see or hear Marilyn Manson. But Sumner Redstone and Viacom sold it to the youth of America and repackaged it because the New World Order thought this was something important that you were supposed to see, that you and I were supposed to enjoy, that you and I were supposed to like. So many people don't really like something. They just, because it's trendy, they just go along with it and say they like it. And then over time, you will actually acquire a taste for something. And so the New World Order is giving us the acquired taste for death and evil, so we will not follow our instincts to defend ourselves and our family. All right, enough said. See, Kenneth, you sent me off on a jag there, as they say. Michael in British Columbia. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm a first-time caller, a really long-time listener, and I'm happy that I called. But I just wanted to let you know, like, your podcasts are amazing. I just download them, and I go on amazing hikes, and I just get totally informed. And I'm amazed at just the quality of guests you have, and you don't see that anywhere on television. You just don't see the variety that you get on your radio show, and that's really amazing.
Well, we're going to start the vodcasting.
Yeah.
Really, no one's doing it. A few big TV shows are. In about 2 weeks, we've already redesigned InfoWars, but we haven't launched the redesign. We're way behind on that. But after that happens, we're going to launch vodcasting.
What's that?
We're going to take 15 minutes out of each TV show and make many TV shows. Well, you know they're coming out with the video pods.
Yeah, they already have that out already.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And so, but by coming out, I mean it's becoming popularized. And
sure.
so we're going to start vodcasting.
That's a really good decision. But, like, what's funny is, like, I'll show a lot of your videos to people in here, and I live in Canada, obviously, but a lot of people just, they get the information, but they always separate Canada from the U.S., and they just say, like, wow, you know, the U.S. is really going downhill. But on our TV, all of our newspapers, all of our news is all exactly the same, you know. It's just the same message that you get in the States, and it doesn't seem to be an actual difference like most people feel there is. In terms of...
Oh, exactly. Look, Europe's like, man, America's horrible, that evil New World Order. And Canada's like, America's horrible, that evil New World Order.
Yeah.
You were owned and run by the exact same people. Listen, I call them the Echelon Group of Countries only because in 1954 they set up the Echelon system in these five countries.
Yeah.
And then I add on to that the fact that all the exact same programs under the same names are slightly different names. Here it's Head Start. In England it's Secure Start.
Yeah, the point is it's all really just garbage. Like, there's actually no information on the news on any network. It's just ridiculous. Like, and it's amazing that you have your show.
Well,
because it's just
have you read 1984, where
sure.
the government is actually reducing the size of the vocabulary and destroying words and changing their meaning? The government is actively doing that.
Yeah, for sure. And it's becoming really obvious.
And no, listen, I'm not sardonic. Again, I'm not that smart, but I literally talk to people that you cannot have a conversation with. And these are people that are successful in business. They're like groping, chirping idiots.
Can I just bring up a slightly different point? Like, all of this information, you know, like, you are talking about a lot of negative things, but you're mostly being negative about the negative things, you know, which is a positive thing. Cause two negatives obviously make a positive.
If you got a giant cyst and it's spreading, say, in your knee, you
yeah.
got to go have it lanced.
For sure.
And you know, there's nothing more positive. I mean, let's get gross here. We have that
yeah.
instinct to want to get the pus out.
Yeah.
And so we're lancing the wound here.
But I got to be obvious. Some of your better shows have always been the ones that just always emphasize the positive, you know, because, like, on all of these bad news shows and shitty newspapers, but a few weeks ago you were really emphasizing the importance of really living every moment, you know, because...
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. It's always nice to talk to folks up in Canada. Listen, I'm going to try to boil this down for people. It is positive to tell the truth. There is nothing more positive. A few weeks ago, I watched a bunch of preachers on TV when I was on vacation one weekend. I've already talked about this, but I haven't really elaborated on it, and I should have, because it's important. And about half these preachers, I probably watched 10 of them, about half these preachers just said, be nothing but positive, ignore the negative, just keep being positive. And it was really like Anthony Robbins' magical thinking bull. And that's what God wants, and He doesn't want you to be negative, and God doesn't want you to focus on the bad. And I was sitting there, I had the Bible open. There was a Bible in the condo we rented. And I opened it up, and it was just everything was attack the enemy, attack the evil, resist it, go to war with it, don't trust the government, governments are evil, they're going to run conspiracies on you, they're going to scam you, they want your kids, they want to brainwash you. I mean, you ought to read it. I was reading Proverbs and Psalms and Kings and just all these books. I mean, I read the Bible for hour after hour. It was great, because I had some time, and when the family was asleep, to sit up till 1, 2 in the morning watching TV and reading the Bible. And what I was reading in the Bible was 180 degrees away from what these preachers were saying. We got a call yesterday that they're now saying, we all need to take the chip because that proves we love Jesus. You know, I mean, literally, folks, it's getting to that point. Pretty soon they'll be dressed up in devil outfits on TBN going, Satan is Jesus or something. I mean, I'm not saying all the preachers, some of them were good, but some, it was just really diabolical. It is positive to admit where you are in your life. It is positive to truly assess things first. And that's how we stop the New World Order, is exposure. And so it's a very positive thing to be on the air and to be here exposing people. I mean, that is extremely positive. I really can't think of anything that's more positive. And we are lancing the wound. That's what we're doing. And we're going to continue to do it. And we're going to continue to be a testament. To show how many prominent people in government know that the government's carrying out terror. Know that the government's torturing innocent people, much less torturing. Know that they're poisoning you to the food and water. I mean, this is admitted. This isn't our opinion. And so that is positive. I mean, somebody could say, "Oh, I'm not gonna be negative. I'm just gonna sit here in my house, and I'm just gonna watch TV, and God's gonna bless me, and then magically checks are gonna arrive in the mail because I asked God for money." I mean, that's what these preachers basically are saying. It's not true. It's not true. So, I don't know. It's just, they totally twist everything. It is extremely positive to expose the oil companies that are running scams. That way they'll have to stop doing it.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Big Mouth is back. Thank you for joining me. The Lord of the Blowhards. No, but we're talking about real issues. We're talking about, look, the facts are there. The truth is out there. You can find it. It's demonstrable. And I cannot stress enough how positive it is to expose criminals, to expose scams. Like, oh, we shouldn't be mad that Enron robbed all its employees and stockholders and that they and that they did that. Let's just be positive and leave them in charge, and maybe they'll stop. Or, oh, Hitler, he's doing some bad things, but let's be positive and ignore him, and let's not talk bad. Let's not talk bad about the communist Chinese and their mobile execution vans. Let's be positive, and maybe China will reform itself. And China's only gotten worse, folks. All the major human rights groups have done the studies. It just gets worse and worse. But, well, we don't call them communist anymore, and we don't call them bad anymore, so they're good now. And well, torture's not bad anymore. Now it's a good thing. Be positive about the torture. And, well, the dollar's been devalued, but so what? And, oh, they're ripping us off at the pump, but so what? Let's just be positive about it. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Mass. Dave, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Oh, hi, Alex. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi. It's the first time caller. I'd like to say that in a long time living in this world, and I didn't really know, I've always known something was wrong, and let me look at my notes here. I was, I had a pretty decent job at one time, and was advancing up the ladder, and was given a choice to basically be a crook or leave the company. And that's happened to me more than once, and it's the culture we live in. The buck is what's important. And as far as the globalists, if you read Jefferson's letter, it becomes clear that these globalists, or at least the corporations and concentrations of power mongers, have been around for a long time. I've watched all of your material, 9-1-1, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, and you've inspired me to write an article for my website, which is not ready to be launched or anything like that, so that's not what this call's about. And the article is about something that I haven't heard on any of your videos, and because of the industry I used to be in, I'm thinking it's possible that I have a unique take on this.
Well, what is it? Fill us in on it.
Well, remember when Ross Perot ran, right?
Yes.
And got 20% of the votes running on a balanced budget amendment. Now, that worked. We got our balanced budget amendment. Clinton took credit for it, but it was Ross Perot who gave it to us, running on an independent, non-democratic, non-Republican ticket.
But now they just increased the budget. That was a gimmick.
But, see, there's something that happened before that, is to get around the balanced budget amendment, you have to have a war or a national emergency. And that's what I think the war is about. And I don't hear anybody reporting on it. And, you know, I used to be in Wall Street, okay?
Well, they declare a new, there's been a new emergency every year since 1933.
I know, I'm listening to them now, it's the pandemic, I guess, and I heard some, there's so many rumors and so many, so much going around. And like I said, I operate a website, so I'm online all the time. I'm looking at stuff.
Got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my point was that I think that this constitutional amendment needs to be looked into because it's our money. They're throwing it into China. Chinese treasury bills, China. Buys treasury bills, floods the market with bonds.
No, China's being built up. We're being shut down. That's the official plan. Thanks for the call. Second hour coming up.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.